It's good to have you back, Bo. You know, last time we got into how the whole Archie Boy stack grew because you kept solving the next problem your existing customers had. Today's tool, conceptsofabook.com, feels like the first one aimed at someone who came to you with too much writing, not too little. When did you realize those were two completely different problems, and who was the specific customer who made it click for you?
Well, actually, it was a combination of literally dozens of different customers that have come to us from BookBud.ai. And BookBud is where you give BookBud an idea, and from there, BookBud will create the book for you just from the idea. And that's great for many people. But a lot of people were coming to me and say, look, I've got this outline, or I've got these dozens of pages or hundreds of pages of some time of writing, but it's just all unorganized and it's incomplete. And I really want just AI to help me fix it and make it a solid concept of a book. And that's what I did. I started conceptsofabook.com. And with this site, you could just drop all your documents in there and boom, it makes a complete, full, ready-to-go book. When I say ready-to-go, I mean it's the Word document, and it's still on you to go read through it, of course, and do any editing and take it from there. But it's ready, and it's the piece that has been missing for so many different authors.
You know, that structured onboarding you're describing, where users answer questions rather than just writing blank prompts, you've used that same principle in agent outreach and BookBud's wizards. Is no blank prompts becoming a house design rule for you? And what does someone get wrong when they're forced to write their own prompts for a tool like this?
Well, the prompts are there. So we give them direction. I think that's the important part. It's difficult to get something wrong, but the prompts are also loose enough so they can get specific as to what exactly they want.
The Scheidt says manuscripts come out in your voice, not ours. For that pastor with the 200 sermons, the voice is the whole point. What technically is happening at the assembly stage to protect that? And what can go wrong when the AI reorganizes material that was never meant to be a book?
There are many different checks in place in the system, but the primary one is when the author initiates the process. They have a lot of different options to choose from, one of which is the preservation of the voice, and that's more worded as the extent of editing you want us to do. Because if you heavily edit something, then you're going to, by necessity, almost lose that author's voice. But some authors are okay with that. Some authors don't really have a voice of their own, or they don't like their voice, and they think that AI could do a better job. So that's fine. But for those authors who do want to preserve their voice, then they would choose one of the more lesser editing options, where Concepts of a Book will just organize things and put it together and write a few connecting paragraphs to make sure everything flows.
You mentioned a few connecting paragraphs to help things flow. Are there other points in the process where it prompts the author for explicit feedback or human review?
Yes, there are points that do prompt the author, but for the most part, it really does everything in the background. And then that last step is when you could review it, and now you're prompted, like, okay, what are the changes you want to make? What did we get wrong on this review that we did, or on this reorganization, on this building of your book? Tell us what we got wrong, and we'll give you a new revision. We'll take that into consideration, and we'll eventually get it to where you want it to be.
Everything else in your portfolio runs on subscriptions or credits like BookBud or Author Voices. Concepts of a Book is a one-time purchase with lifetime access. Is that a deliberate signal to a different kind of customer, or is it a reflection of how the job to be done is finite rather than recurring?
Yeah, in fact, we have many different sites that we probably didn't get to yet on our interviews that are one time and not subscription. And that is because of the nature of the job. Like, for example, with concepts of a book, people usually have like one book. Or sometimes if we're dealing with publishers, they want to use this service on a regular basis, but it's not necessarily subscription worthy. That's why we sell like 10 packs or 25 packs. But the business model just to buy what you need makes more sense for this site.
Well, before we go, for listeners who want to follow up on what we covered, where can they find you and the work you're doing?
As always, archieboy.com, and then you could also look at conceptsofabook.com, and that's the site we're talking about specifically here.
It's always great to chat with you, Beau. I love that look at the opposite problem of BookBud, structuring a giant pile of existing writing instead of starting from nothing. And thank you for spending part of your day with us. We'll have to do another. That's a wrap.